This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Delegates from all over the world are in Germany today to talk about Afghanistan. 1,000 participants, but perhaps the most important, is missing. Pakistan's boycott, America's absent apology. It's Monday, December 5th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Pakistan refuses to attend this meeting about Afghanistan's future because of its anger with the U.S. We're going to talk about whether it's grandstanding or significant. Also, is the end of AIDS in sight? Something the world thought was impossible may have become possible. But here's what you're talking about.
This is Dan from Pittsburgh. I graduated college in 2010, and I have a job, but I had to start working night shift for a good 4 or 5 months before I could get into the day shift. So my opinion is the jobs are there. You just have to make a few concessions.
That's Dan calling in with his jobs report. We want to get yours as well, or you can call us on anything else that we're talking about, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post to thetakeaway.org. But let's check in on the morning's headlines.
And the top headlines begin with that conference in Bonn, Germany, all about Afghanistan. And as we mentioned, Pakistan will be absent. They're boycotting out of a protest over a NATO attack along the border last month. It's a disappointment for some at the conference, like spokesman for the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Janan Muzazai.
It's very difficult, if not impossible, to start a meaningful, result-oriented peace process without the full and sincere cooperation and support of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan.
Nevertheless, about 1,000 delegates are in attendance at the conference in Bonn, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Well, the party of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is not the big winner it hoped to be in the country's parliamentary elections. Early results show the United Russia Party on track to lose its two-thirds majority. We spoke earlier with Ellen Berry, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. She says the economy there had a role in United Russia's diminished lead.
The government here has been quite confident about its ability to boost both the party's popularity and Vladimir Putin's popularity, and the measures that they've taken to turn this trend around have not worked.
Meanwhile, outside election observers report instances of apparent vote manipulation, including serious indications of ballot box stuffing.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are in Paris today, the first in a series of meetings before an EU summit, which takes place at the end of the week. They hope to bring forward proposals to tackle the continent's debt crisis. In London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has won the right to appeal, avoiding his extradition to Sweden over sex crimes allegations. Assange denies allegations of rape and has 14 days to make a written appeal to the British Supreme Court.
Syria's military conducted war games in a show of force in light of international pressure to end its crackdown on anti-government protesters. But Syria's foreign ministry says the country has agreed to let in observers from the Arab League. The Arab League threatened greater sanctions against that country if it did not comply.
Hey, your snail mail is downshifting, folks. The U.S. Postal Service will announce cuts later today to try and get out of the red it's been in for 5 years. What it means for your mailbox is that first-class mail could come a day later than it usually does. High winds are blowing through the nation's west again. Tens of thousands in Southern California still without power after fierce gusts last week took out power lines and toppled trees and semis. The winds are expected to last through Tuesday. And Tiger Woods won his first tournament since 2009 yesterday at the Chevron World Challenge in California. He went 749 days between wins in the longest drought of his career.
No longer a former champion.
It was a divorce somewhere in those 749 days,
among other things.
Yeah, a couple other things happened.
Yeah. Asian markets are mostly up. European markets are up. And Wall Street is expecting a strongly positive open this morning. The Dow will start at 12,019. The S&P at 1,244. The NASDAQ at 2,627. Well, a decade ago, an HIV diagnosis was the equivalent of a death sentence. But President Obama now says an AIDS-free generation is within our reach. We'll talk about that in 15 minutes. And we've been talking about Newt Gingrich's ideas on child labor reforms. He thinks kids as young as 9 should be allowed to take after-school jobs. What do you think? Andreas on Facebook says supporting teachers and improving schools should be the priority, not getting the kids jobs. The problem is those of us who can financially afford to say no will sit in our living room and say no. Give us your thoughts. 8778-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.